This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. California's Proposition 12 is already taking a toll on pork producers. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says while Prop 12 was upheld by the Supreme Court and has only been in effect for a few months, its impact on the pork industry is already evident.
Just to show you the impact on consumers of Proposition 12, pork prices have risen 20% since July of last year, 40% just on pork loins.
And California may not be the last state to restrict sales based on confinement methods.
Massachusetts has such a referendum called Question 3. Even Secretary Vilsack has said that without congressional action, these rules will continue to cause chaos in the pork market.
Vilsack criticized the Supreme Court decision in favor of Prop 12 during a Senate ag hearing.
I don't think the Supreme Court, when it decided that pork producers had a choice to participate in the California market or not, understood the pork market. When you're dealing with 12% of the pork market in one state, there is not a choice between doing business in California and not in California.
Vilsack argued that someone must provide national consistency and clarity, or 50 different states could have 50 different standards.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.